Scholastic Audio presents Becoming Maria, Love and Chaos in the South Bronx. Written and read for you by Sonia Manzano. Aurea and I are alone, and my father comes home wildly drunk. Isa! He screams. My mother is not here to answer him because she's not home. He doesn't notice us, doesn't ask Aurea where my mother might be, though she is old enough to answer. After my father runs and peeks into all four rooms, plus the kitchen, it finally dawns on him that she is not home. He comes back into the living room and looks about ferociously. Does he think Ma is hiding under the sofa? Or behind the picture of Jesus Christ on the wall? Maybe she's curled up in the ashtray. I think Aurea has gone to hide. When he finally understands that his target is not home, he picks up the coffee table and sends it flying through the air. I watch it smack into the wall and splinter. Then he picks up a lamp and sends it flying into the door of their bedroom, and I watch the light bulb shatter like my feelings, even though I'm not sure what I'm feeling, except I'm beyond scared and turn into a one-note, catatonic, unbroken scream. My father stops and looks around, wondering where that high-pitched squeal is coming from, and notices me stuck in my spot, the top of my head just reaching his knees. His red eyes refocus like a robot villain's. Who is this kid? He seems to think. And how did she get here? My screeching bothers him because he crouches down and comforts me, pawing me on the head with his big, calloused, hard hand. But I don't know if it's safe to accept the comforting, though the whiskey smell coming from him is so sweet I like it. But just when I'm comforted down to simple whimpering and sucking in great gusts of air, the devil that's riding him takes over and he forgets about me, stands up, takes the mirror off the wall with the painted pink flamingos on it, and sends it flying onto the radiator. My whimpering ratchets up to the one-pitched scream again as he kicks in the television set before running out of the apartment. I run to our fourth-floor window, looking out for anything, when I see Uncle Eddie's car pull up. Out spills his wife, Bonbon, my Uncle Frank, his wife, Iris, and my beautiful mother. She is dressed in a soft-colored yellow dress with pleats down the front that she made herself. My father enters my line of vision as he lunges for her. Her brothers restrain him, and I can tell even from the fourth floor that Ma would rip his face off if she could. There is something beautiful in the picture they make jerking around in the streetlight. And when the Third Avenue well comes swishing through right in front of our window so suddenly, I feel like I am in the center of the universe, and I am happy they have had this fight, because it has introduced me to the wonderful window. And that's where I go every day, all the time between assaults, when there is nervous calm. From there I spy on the neighbors. Sexy Flor with her big ass and yellow cotton candy hair, and mean Genoveva who always looks like she is smelling something bad, and pretty Americanized Lydia, who wears her hair in a flip, and La Puerca Visca, who has two names because she is both a dirty pig, La Puerca, and cross-eyed, Visca, and the big-headed red-haired Cabeza family. They all go in and out of Don Joe's bodega right next to our building, unaware that I am watching them and that I know what they buy and how much time they spend hanging around talking. I also spy on the Third Avenue elevator train barreling into our neighborhood every few minutes, so I see the people spill out of the cars and scatter down the stairs of the station like marbles down a flight of steps. careening past the Shoeshine Boys, shooting up toward Crotona Park, where Chatti and Mickey play so hard Ma feels sorry for the trees, or roll on down toward Bathgate Avenue, where they can buy live chickens from Jewish people who chop the chickens' heads off and hang them upside down to bleed. But mostly, I wait for Ma to come home from work. Any train could be hers, and suddenly, she appears like magic and waves and smiles at me in such a way I know I am the most beloved girl in the world. I'm so happy I tremble, watching her disappear under the station awning, then reappear going down the steps, past the enviable Shoeshine Boys who are outside all day.